Sitting outside a Starbucks in western Henrico County, candidate Vina Lothe will tell you that in this increasingly diverse district, her story as the daughter of immigrants is a selling point.
At one of our meet and greets recently, we had over 20 languages spoken in that room, which is amazing to me.
Lothe is part of a robust wave of Democratic primary candidates across the state, from Hampton Roads to Northern Virginia to right here in suburban Richmond. She's a former civil rights attorney, and if elected, she'd be the first Indian American in the General Assembly. Lothe says that kind of representation is a good thing for Virginia's Democratic Party.
And I know that my candidacy has gotten the Indian American community and the Asian American community really excited about politics and really excited to see someone who looks like them. And that is ultimately how we build a base in the Democratic Party. You know, we can't just do business as usual. We have to grow.
After racist and sexist scandals rocked top party leaders earlier this year, many Democrats agree women of color should play a bigger role in the party's future. But diversity can sometimes take a back seat.
Fundraising, it is the necessary evil of politics.
Mark Bergman is a senior advisor to the governor and runs his political action committee. He says good electable candidates have to be able to raise money.
And candidates need to show the ability to do that to prove that they're a viable candidate. Because if they can't generate support among donors, it's going to be awfully hard to generate support among voters.
And that support will be necessary if Democrats are going to win the tough seats they're targeting. Districts across the state held by Republicans, but won by Democrats in recent statewide elections.
I ran in 2017 in one of the most competitive seats in the state of Virginia.
Which brings us to Lothe's Democratic competitor, current state delegate Deborah Rodman. In 2017, she ran and won in a previously Republican district. An anthropologist and professor, Rodman says she's a good candidate because she knows a campaign is hard work, and she's proven that she's up to the task.
That means knocking on doors. That means fundraising. That means building the coalitions. I put in a lot of hours to make sure that we're reaching out to voters, and that's a big part of a successful campaign.
Still, some Democratic activists think the focus on experience and money is keeping out talented candidates who may have neither. Melissa McKinney is a grassroots organizer. She says that when Democrats talk about electability, it often feels like gatekeeping.
I think that a lot of times we look to the past to validate what we think will work, when really we need to be forward-thinking.
Ultimately, figuring out who is the most viable candidate is the entire point of a primary. Voters across the state get the final say when they head to the polls next Tuesday. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.